101.5 Tampa Bay's new hit music, and you are seconds away from Miguel and Holly Radio Blog. Miss Allie Brooke from Fifth Harmony, we are welcoming her here to Tampa Bay for our spring break kickoff show.
Yeah.
And it's happening at McDenton's this Saturday. It's a free show.
Yeah, come on out. 4 o'clock. We're going to be drinking. We're going to be listening to this live.
Yes.
Amazing.
Get all the details at hot1015tampabay.com.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them, dear blog, I must confess, I didn't realize I was making excuses, and then it was pointed out to me this weekend.
Oh.
That's what I was doing.
Yikes.
Throughout the years, I have given up something for Lent, even though I'm not Catholic like you are, Holly.
Right.
But I just think it's a good practice of self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just to go without for a little bit. And so in past, I've done, you know, no fried foods, no fast food, no potatoes, stuff like that.
Right.
Well, last week when it was Lent, I was like, I still don't know what I want to do. I want to maybe do something different. And I kept thinking, and then this weekend, I was at a pool party, and we were chomping down on some Publix chicken tenders, and I was thinking out loud amongst my friends, and I said, you know, I think I'm going to give up fried foods again for Lent. And my friend said, Miguel, you realize you're saying this as we're already in the season where you should have given up something,
yeah,
and you're chomping down on a Publix chicken tender. And they said, did you not fake that you were thinking about it because you knew you were going to get these Publix chicken tenders this weekend. And so you wanted to say, I'm going to give it up, but after this pool party.
So what you're saying is you're giving it up when it's convenient.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose?
Yes, it does.
It does. And so you know what? It wasn't like I sat down and I was like, I'm going to trick the Lord and I'm going to wait until after.
You can't trick the Lord. You can't do that.
Exactly.
Oh,
so I can honestly tell you it wasn't a conscious thought, but I think now that I sort of put all the pieces together of why I was sort of going back and forth.
Yeah.
I think I subconsciously knew that I wanted to enjoy those Publix chicken tenders.
Gosh, you did. You did.
I will confess that, no, it wasn't like a conscious thought, but I think that my brain is more sneaky than I think it is.
It influenced you.
It did.
Subconsciously.
It did. So I wanted to confess, Holly.
Okay. Wait, okay. Now are you going to be giving up fried food?
Yes.
Really?
I am.
As of today?
As of today.
All right. Then I got to give up what I'm going to give up as of today.
Oh, what is it?
Because I was like, I'm going to drink more water, and my boyfriend has called me out numerous times for being like, that's not a thing, that's stupid, blah, blah. So last night, because he gave up snacking after 8 p.m., and he's like, why don't you just do that with me? Because I'm over there chomping away.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was like, that's not what I picked, though, but I'm going to do it. Because you decided you're going to do, I'm going to do it. Fine, fine.
So no snacking after 8 p.m.?
Apparently not.
Okay, now here's where I have to add a little radio fun to it.
Of course.
Sort of like in the past, if you are in public and you catch me chomping down on something that's fried, take a picture, send it to Holly. I will pay you $100 of my own money.
Yeah. Oh,
I will
follow
Venmo
you around like a hawk.
So that goes to you, Scott, if you see me. And there are times in the past where it was something I didn't know that was fried.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, I'm not going to be like, well, I didn't know. I got to do my research if I'm going to fully do this, all right?
Right.
And I will Venmo you the money if you indeed catch me and have photo evidence, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Sheesh. Dear blog, I have a question about when professionals visit your home.
Okay.
And this came because yesterday I had a gentleman out to clean my chimney.
Oh.
That sounds so weird.
It's awkward. I even tweeted about it. I was like, have my chimney cleaned. Not like that.
Oh, gosh.
No euphemism. No, our chimney was really dirty, and I didn't even realize. Like, it never occurred to me because I'd never had a house with a working chimney that this is something you should probably deal with.
True.
So I feel good that I got it all taken care of, but he's in there yesterday. We had a good conversation when, you know, he first got there. And then I had to go to my bedroom to put some things away. And I was like, what do we do next? What do I do here? And so I feel like it's not just this gentleman who was cleaning the chimney, but it's like any professionals that you might have come over the house. Maybe the electrician, the plumber, so if you have a cleaning person, whatever it is that someone is coming to do a service at your home. What do you do with yourself?
You stand there or you walk away to a different room.
No, but that's the question. What do you do?
No, I think you, depending upon what it is, if you have a cleaning service, then you're entrusting them to your house. It's awkward just to sit there while they're cleaning around you. So I say go do some, run some errands.
Yeah.
But if it's like an electrician or someone that's only at your house once.
Yeah.
Then I say you either sit there in the room with them or you go to another room to do some errands. But you obviously do not leave your house.
Well, no, I'm not saying you leave your house, but where do you, do they want you to converse with them?
No.
Do they want you to leave them alone? Yeah. But what is the level of like involvement? Do I sit awkwardly on the couch while you're doing your thing?
No.
Do I go back to the bedroom and just hide out until I hear that you stopped working and then I can pop back out?
No, I think you just go to another room and then you get some stuff done and then you check back in periodically to see if they're done.
Oh, periodically.
Yeah, you just say, hey, you done yet, Bob? Nope. And then you go back then you come back in. Okay. But no, I don't think that you should sit there and awkwardly look at them because nobody wants to do their job and have you sitting there staring at them.
I know, but then I also didn't want them to be like, well, where is she even?
Hi, girl, he don't want to talk to you. He just want to clean your chimney.
I know. Oh, gosh. I know.
All right, it's 6:51, Holly. What is hot in Hollywood?
There is a scandal a-brewing, and Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez only just got engaged.
Oh, already?
Already. Is he cheating on her?
What?
Things kind of blew up and got a little sideways online yesterday. We'll tell you what happened at 7 a.m.
Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.